Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself, unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so excited to bring you this episode because this is something that I personally am going through, growing through. It is very near and dear to my heart, and I have always promised to be very transparent with you guys and share with you what I am going through, either whether it be a struggle that I have faced previously or one that I am currently battling, but I will always share my struggle so that you can find success sooner. So I want to talk about the idea of achievement and rest. So if you follow me on social, this is something that I have talked about today previously, I should say on Monday, that I feel like is something that is not just me. And I was very scared to talk about it because I have a lot of hustlers, a lot of go-getters who follow me, a lot of women who truly just get it done. And I was so afraid that my common belief or my struggle that I am currently facing was going to be something that they did not agree with, but I had to stand behind what I believed, what I knew that I needed to hear, because someone else had to be feeling like I was feeling. So I put on a post-it note that it's okay if your Monday is not jam-packed. You are allowed to put rest on your to-do list. And I really want to tell you how I was feeling, why I said that, what truly is underlying with those issues. So sometimes, and this is what happened to me, I personally was scrolling on Instagram and just a couple different accounts that I follow that normally bring me a lot of inspo were kind of making me feel shame because I did not have, quote, big goals for this Monday. And we always hear, you know, never miss a Monday, big goals Monday, motivation Monday, all of that. I personally had a couple things on my to-do list that were going to be time consuming, but they were not anything huge and constructive or big and impactful. And that's what I felt like because I was basing what I was doing upon what they were doing. So comparison. And I really, really dive in and believe wholeheartedly that one of the biggest struggles that we all face and will continue to face no matter what season you're in or how much you are growing is comparison. And I found myself feeling that way, like that I'm not enough, I'm not doing enough, I'm not good enough because I was not doing something that was big and impactful as their to-do list. And I found myself almost like having the anxiety instantly of I needed to do more, I needed to accomplish more because then I will feel better. And in that moment, recognizing that feeling, the pain, the physical pain that I was feeling from the mental thoughts that I had, it helped me recognize the response that I really needed to have. If you pay attention to your body will give you a physical reaction to mental thoughts. So if you think of it, if you're scared, if you are excited, you will have a physical reaction. And that is one of the ways that your body is telling you, hey, pay attention. So when I had that physical pain in my chest of anxiety, of pressure, I had to ask myself, like, what am I feeling and how, like, why am I feeling this way? And so I had to take a step back and recognize I was feeling like I was not enough. I wasn't accomplishing. I wasn't doing enough, so that I was bad and I needed to do more. And I had to really give myself the pause that I talk about all the time of being like, but what is big to you? So for me, it was accomplishing maybe small things in my business, but they were things that were going to make big impacts for other people. And it may not have been a huge project or something that was just going to be life-changing, but at the end of the day, it was life or job changing for me. It was something that is important to me. While it may not seem big and astronomical, it was still important. And what I said on my social today that I really want to dive into here is that if it's big to you, then it is big. It is so easy to feel like your goals, your accomplishments, your struggles, your successes, it's easy to compare the sizes to somebody else based upon how they are reacting to their own goals. So maybe you're talking about your to-do list. If it's big to you and it's going to make a big impact to you, then it's big enough. It doesn't have to be astronomically and huge in this big presentation or this big course or this big video or this big training just because you see somebody else doing it. And I knew I had to take that step back for myself of being like, but this right here is the fundamental. This is the foundation that is going to help move my business forward. So it is big enough. And then the second part of having it be jam-packed, knowing that I had just a couple tasks on my to-do list that I needed to get done, that was going to be enough for me to feel accomplished. I didn't have to make it to where every single second, every ounce of my day was me doing something, because one of the things that I have found the most is that if you do not schedule or accept rest in your life, you are going to miss the thing that you're working so hard on. So if you're making this big, huge goal that is the center of your entire day, your entire week, your entire month, your entire year, if you are feeling yourself just constantly obsessing over it and never allowing yourself to rest, what's going to happen is you're going to reach that goal, you're going to get there, and then you're not going to feel the fulfillment that you're putting on a pedestal of what you think you're going to feel like when that goal is accomplished. But if you can allow yourself to take a minute to slow down, to fill your cup up, however that may look, then whenever the accomplishment does happen, you'll be able to celebrate, you'll be able to feel proud rather than feeling run down, burnout, or the same question that a lot of achievers have, or like, what's next? Now what? You realize that you should not be working this hard for you to ask the question, now what, right? And I hope so. I hope that you recognize that. I hope you recognize when you're feeling those feelings that you think you should be doing more. That is not actually the answer. More than likely, you should be doing less and you should be doing it more intentional. And if you are craving this feeling of more and better, you're actually probably craving attention from yourself. And so I want to break down what rest looks like and what rest has a bad rap for. A lot of people think that they do not need rest because that means they are lazy. They think rest means you are not accomplishing something. And so I want to tell you maybe the two masks that you have put in saying that they are rest when they're not. Number one is procrastination, and number two is avoidance. More than likely, you are procrastinating a project or you are avoiding it. Very similar situations. But what happens is when you are doing those two things, you are still spending your time and energy thinking about it. You're just not putting it into action. And I say it all the time, that action exits your anxiety. So if you are finding yourself thinking that resting, air quotes, is procrastination or avoidance, the reason why you think that rest is bad is because you're not actually resting. You're not allowing yourself to be present. You're not allowing yourself to slow down. You're not allowing yourself to just be. And to be super honest, we haven't been taught to rest. You have been taught to go do better, do more, and accomplish more. So whenever you think of rest, more than likely you think of somebody who is lazy, and you're more than likely are afraid of being that person because you're afraid you're going to miss the boat and you're not going to make a big enough impact, or maybe you're missing out, or you're losing money. Here's what I want to tell you with rest. Rest is not binge watching Netflix for 7 hours. You know, there's a time and a place for all the things, and girl, schedule that in, make that intentional. But when it comes to rest, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a long period of time. It is just intentional breaks where you are doing something for joy. And for me personally, it is, you know, getting up and getting ready, spending that time getting ready, but not learning, not multitasking when I'm getting ready, but being intentional, getting ready, having fun, listening to music, doing what I want to do versus doing something that I want to do, but at the same time learning. Has anybody else ever felt like that, where you are getting ready, but then you are also listening to personal development, listening to a training, watching a training? You realize that you're literally taking the thing that brings you joy and turning it into work so that you can accomplish something. That right there is where you can tell that you are going into the overachievers level and you are heading straight into burnout. So I want to tell you, do a little bit of an inventory, a little bit of a gut check of asking yourself, how are you showing up? Are you doing it for you? Are you doing it for work? Are you doing this for joy? Or are you doing this to achieve more? Because more than likely, multitasking, what you're doing of things that you enjoy versus things that you feel like you have to do, are going to be overpowering the things. And that's why you feel like you're not resting. Friends, there's nothing wrong with resting. There's nothing wrong with taking a break. There's nothing wrong with spending time on yourself. Because like I said, if you are not spending time intentionally on yourself, enjoying your life that you're working so hard for, you're going to get to the end of it, or you're going to get to that goal, and then you're going to feel like, but I didn't even get to do anything. I have felt that so many times, and I'm telling you right now, the only way that you can enjoy, the word joy is in there. The only way you can enjoy your life is to put joy in it. And you can do that by spending time on yourself and spending less time constantly feeling like you have to achieve something. I hope this episode is helpful. I hope this reminds you to spend a little more time on you, a little less time always working, always achieving, always growing, always doing more, because sometimes more is not better. Sometimes you need a little less and a little more intentional. If this episode brings you joy or feels like something that somebody you know could use, please share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me. I love hearing from you guys. And until next time, I'll see you later. I love you. I mean it. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.